Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
It is now 8:03 on your Wednesday morning. Boomer, Warner in the morning, Pinder in as always. It's the final day for Pinder. Did you know that? He's done till the...
Who cares?
Like he was reading the text line himself. We're doing any gift exchange, Secret Santa, anything like that? Or we just...
No. The past... Since I started here, Pinder, you haven't always been here, but since I've been here, I have brought in a Christmas gift every year.
Yeah, you brought me a pen and a notepad last year.
Yet to receive.
You got everyone else a nudie magazine or a nudie calendar, and I got a pen and paper, you dolt.
Well, you're a stats nerd, so.
Yeah, I'm not interested in naked ladies, not at all. Yeah, I'd rather have blank lined paper. Foolscap, please.
You're not married. You're not married. You still see naked ladies.
There is that.
It's time for Derek Wills.
Wills in the Morning is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Be your own Santa with Varsity Chrysler and Mark Giordano. Buy your vehicle from Varsity this month for a private skate with Gio at the Dome. Go to varsitychrysler.com for details.
Derek Wills, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Last night, the losing streak runs to 6 games. These happen to teams, but all of a sudden, when you look at the Calgary Flames and games played and wins and losses, it's come crashing down in a hurry. Being around the team, watching practice, morning skates, and the games, do you feel like this is closer? And again, they're not going to lose every game. Do you feel like this is maybe closer to what the end result maybe is for this team, their destiny, or... Do you think this is just a lull that every team hits and eventually they're going to get back into that, you know, win 3, lose 1, win 4, lose 1 type of a role again?
Well, I don't know if they'll get back into win 3, lose 1 or win 4, lose 1. I mean, they will at some point in time probably win 3 or 4 and 4 or 5 and those sorts of things. I'm not sure that they're that good to do that regularly. I'm not sure there are many teams, if any teams in the NHL that are, but I do think they're a lot better than 0-6 in their last 6 games. And during this 6-game losing streak, I think it's safe to say that they should have won at least 2 games and really could have won all 6 games. And last night, I think, fits into that equation because when you look at the way the two teams played, I'm not sure the Rangers were better than the Flames were last night. I know it sounds crazy to say that. The final score was 5-2, but again, every time the Flames make a mistake, the puck seems to end up in the back of their net. You take a look at the first goal. They rim the puck into the offensive zone. It takes a weird hop, bounces over Mark Giordano's stick, leads to a partial breakaway for the one guy you don't want having a partial breakaway, Rick Nash, who makes a great move on Kari Ramo and scores. Second goal looked like a simple play that I'm sure Rhett has seen 1,000 times. I know I've seen it a lot, where Chris Russell softly shovels the puck to his goaltender to allow him to cover it up. In comes Chris Kreider, who chips it about a half an inch over Kari Rommel's right leg into the net, 2-0. And that was a tough one. And then the goal early in the second, in my opinion, really was the backbreaker, because on both special teams goals the Rangers scored, the Flames had 2 great chances right before the Rangers scored. And that happened in the first period, happened again in the second period, and that 3-0 goal wound up being the game winner. And I think that was probably what dug the Flames into too deep a hole to climb out of. But I thought they were just as good, if not better, than the Rangers last night. And people are probably screaming at the radio saying that I'm crazy, but that's the way I feel. And I think if they keep doing what they're doing, that they're going to start winning hockey games soon. And I'm sure the analytics would point to that as well.
We don't like to talk analytics here. Come on, Wilsey.
I think Pinder does.
He loves it.
What's, again, you're around the team. What's the mood going to be? I mean, off, day off today, but it can't be. I was down there 2 weeks ago. I saw you down there. It was a pretty jovial place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be as happy-go-lucky anymore.
No, although I think that Bob Hartley and Mark Giordano have done a pretty good job trying to keep everybody upbeat. And I think the mood would be a lot worse, Red, if they weren't playing as well as they are. I think they all know that they're playing pretty well. I mean, I know they're discouraged. I know they're frustrated. But the mood has actually been a lot more upbeat than you'd expect it to be after five and now six straight losses. So I think it's important for this team to hold on to whatever confidence they have and not to feel sorry for themselves. And we keep hearing Bob Hartley say, nobody's feeling sorry for us, and he's right. And early in the season, they got a lot of bounces, and right now they're not getting any bounces, it seems. And they just have to kind of fight through it, and I don't think that pouting is going to help them do that. So I admire the guys for having a positive attitude. Now, with that said, last week there was this weird vibe around the team. In Toronto to some extent, but definitely in Buffalo and definitely in Pittsburgh. But then they seemed to shake that off in Chicago, and they seem like themselves again. So I know it's tough right now, but the guys just have to keep their heads up and try to fight through this thing.
What do you think? I mean, six in a row is bad. But in today's NHL, the fact that it's been six regulation losses and no points, does that make a difference?
Well, I mean, they're only 2 points out of second in the Pacific Division. I mean, that has to help them feel better about what's happened here. One win, and they're tied with Vancouver, San Jose, and Winnipeg in the Western Conference and in the Pacific Division. So they haven't fallen out of it. Now, they haven't fallen out of a playoff spot. They're tied with the Kings for the final playoff spot in the conference. But I think that that has to help things. And I don't know. I just think when they watch video, they have to see a lot of good things right now. I'm not sure what you're seeing, Red. I'd be interested in your take. But watching this team for six games, I'm not saying they should have won every game. I'm saying they could have won every game. But right now, their shooting percentage, and Pinder, you might know the exact number, but it's below 5%, I believe, during the six-game losing streak, which is well below the league average. And once pucks start going in more, they're going to start winning more games.
Shooting percentage has been awfully ugly. It's 13%. That's the power play. I saw shooting percentage was right around 5%. So not good at all. At what point do you just say, you know what, you can trade chances and be even on chances, but your skill's not good enough? I don't know if I look at this roster and see a 30-goal scorer. And last night, the other team had one, and that seemed to be the difference.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Rick Nash scored a beautiful goal. That first goal was just tremendous. And the second goal, he showed some nice patience, I thought, waiting for something to open up on his side of the net there. And Carter Rambo probably overcommitted on that one. But, yeah, they do not have a 30-goal score, at least not right now. I mean, Rick Nash is a pretty elite player, a guy who is probably after the best start of his career at this point in time. And that's after he had, by his standards, an offseason last year. But I think that the overall skill of the Flames group is a lot higher than we thought that it was, and they get a lot of guys contributing right now. And I know there are some veterans who aren't producing as much as they'd like to, but I thought Curtis Glennacross had a better game last night. I thought Mason Raymond, while he isn't back to where he was prior to the injury, had his best game since returning to the lineup last night. And this might shock you guys, but I thought Derek Englund played his best game as a Flame last night. I thought he was really good. I don't know what you guys thought, but I was very impressed by number 29 last night.
Well, I know certainly the surrounding cast maybe had their collective worst night from at least 1, 2, 3, 4. It wasn't a great night for Giordano and Brody's. Brody's had a tough time here for now, basically the whole road trip. I would think this practice tomorrow, and we talked a little bit about this, it's going to be a different tone because they need the wins, and it's going to be serious, but they have gotten away, at least defensively, from things they were doing well. It seems like now it's focused too much on joining the rush and trying to generate offense. They're just giving up too many chances in their own end.
You're right, but they've put themselves in a position in many of these games to have to do that because they've fallen behind early. They fell behind Pittsburgh 2-0 in the first 5 minutes. They fall behind 2-0 in the first period and eventually 4-0 last night. So you have no choice but to join the rush and to take some chances at that point in time. But I don't know how Bob Hartley's going to handle this because he's been pretty positive up to this point. And I feel, and they've told me this, and I don't think they're just saying it to try to put a positive spin on things. I think they're pretty happy with the team's overall game right now. So I'm not sure this is the time to scream and yell at the guys. I think it's maybe easier to try and reinforce some things when you're winning and when everybody's kind of feeling good about themselves. Rand, I'm sure you've been in this position before where a team's gone through a long losing streak. As a player, what do you want from your coaches? Do you want them to scream and yell, or do you want them to just kind of try to keep you guys upbeat and try to get through it that way?
I think that you said it earlier, Giordano does a good job in the room. He's a great captain. He keeps it loose. I think that's the player's job to recognize, you know, when you need to be loose as a coach. I think you come in and you crack the whip. I mean, not maybe a poor example, but you look at Edmonton, they just let it get away. And I'm not blaming it all on the coach, but I think the coach's job is to dictate the work ethic, what we're going to concentrate on. The coach isn't there shouldn't be there to be your buddy and to pump you up all the time. The players in the room, that's, you know, you take it upon yourselves to do that and take care of each other. But I think from the coach's perspective, yeah, you got to come in and demand from those players that they tighten things up and play. I mean, not that they haven't played hard. Play harder. You got to play a little bit harder and get back to, you know, that run-and-gun style. That's great. It's worked. You've scored goals. But the one thing you can control is how you play defensively. And I think they can do a better job of that. So I would expect Hartley to not come in and put him through a no-puck practice, but have a little bit more of a strictness to it around the rink right now. You have to. I mean, and then the players, you guys, you go in the room afterwards and you giggle about it, you laugh it off, and you go play your game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what practice looks like tomorrow. I don't think you're going to see a bunch of mountain climbs because they do have 3 games in 4 days coming up, including back-to-back on Thursday or Friday and Saturday. So you can't really kind of put them through their paces in that sense, I don't think, at practice tomorrow. But, yeah, maybe it is time to make some noise and try to rattle the guys up a little bit, but I don't think work ethic is the problem right now, and you guys can disagree if you'd like, but I think the team is working hard. As a matter of fact, I didn't think there were any passengers last night, but maybe they need to work not harder but smarter. Does that make any sense?
I think so. They look sloppy. I mean, I think smarter is exactly where the attention has to be.
And you know what? Guys hate practice, but being on a road trip, you don't get a chance to work on things. And we've seen it slowly get a little bit more, you know, sloppy and away from the attention to detail. A day off, a good day of practice, you couldn't have had it come at a better time, I think, for the Flames with Dallas coming up. Thanks, Derek. You enjoy an off day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Talk to you then, guys.
Wills in the Morning is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Be your own Santa with Varsity Chrysler and Mark Giordano. Buy your vehicle from Varsity this month for a private skate with Gio at the Dome. Go to varsitychrysler.com for details.
8:15, many opinions coming in on the fan feedback line. We'll be relying heavily on the text line here in the next 45 minutes or so. As we have Ask Rhett coming up. What do we got, about 20, 25 minutes? We'll get into Ask Rhett, but when we come back, I guess your thoughts on what you're seeing. The sustainability, the word is back. Is this the blip in the radar screen? Is this what you expected? Was it fun while it lasted? All of that. And not that just because they've lost 6 games, we're going to start pointing fingers at individuals, but there is one guy that it's an intriguing spot that he is in, both for the team and for himself personally, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Waking up in the morning with Boomer. Picture that. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Can you hear?
Oh, that's wonderful. The artist of the day, Fernando, little ABBA.
Fernando.
I could hear the distant
the voice of an angel, whoever this chick is.
Swedish.
Listen to that, those harmonies. And wait for the chorus. It'll give you shivers. Starting right at your, and then right up your...
Pull this one out at karaoke?
No. This was not. You?
I don't do karaoke. Don't dance either.
The Oilers would always play this when Pisani would score. This was the Pisani goal song.
Local spaghetti eating plug Fernando Pisani chipped in with a pair.
8:24.
Well, Greg Keller thinks that this song is much like your beer.
What, it smells like a Glade plug-in?
Yes, a little Bed Bath and Beyond.
No, listen.
What? Let's get into some hard-hitting sport talk.
Yeah, okay. Because that's what we do best.
Darn right.
Texter had asked, what are you seeing? What's your opinion on Curtis Glencross? He is a guy, when at his best, can score, but plays with edge, can skate with anybody.
Can do it all, right?
His hand eye is fantastic, and he's an invaluable piece to any team. Any team, these are guys you win with. This year, we said it yesterday. He's got 21 points. That's nothing to sneeze at. There's nothing wrong with that. 21 and 33. He's a plus player. He's got 6 goals, which is maybe not where you thought he'd be, but maybe it is. He's a guy that on a good year will get you 20. Maybe he'll flirt with it. That sort of thing.
He's a streaky guy, right? So he could bust out a few here.
Now, for the team number one, and we talked about it last segment, you look up and down. Okay, so who are your goal scorers? Who's your vets? Who's your goals? Not so much your core moving forward necessarily, but in 2014-15, if you're going to rely for offense, who's it going to be? Well, they brought in Mason Raymond. They have Sean Monahan, who scored 20 a year ago. You have Yuri Hudler. But certainly in that group, if not at the top, then right there is Curtis Glencross. And to this point, he's not been. But take the numbers away. And you just watch, doesn't seem himself. And my final point is, usually, and it's not everybody, but usually when players are in the final year of a contract, when this is, because this is going to be the big one for Curtis, chances are what he's about to make will be his, not his last, but his biggest contract.
Not if he don't start scoring.
What's he, 30, you know, right? That's where you are when you hit that unrestricted free agency. Generally, that's what you get. So he needs to have numbers. He needs to have a great season. The Flames need him as well to have a great season. But I don't think he would even say to you that he's had one. Last year, injury riddled. Think he's healthy. Have no reason to think otherwise. But what's your read, I guess, on just
the read
what you're
is
seeing?
My read is exactly what you said. He doesn't seem as invested as you would expect. He doesn't seem to be, he's not skate. He's not getting noticed enough, and he doesn't get noticed when he's not skating. So he's not skating hard. He's not banging into people. The scoring, whatever. He's got 21 points. Okay, let's leave that alone. But the fact of the matter is, he goes on the ice, you don't see him. I mean, how many shifts in a game are you going, okay, well, there's Glennie running around, running into people. And he's been known to need a kick in the pants every once in a while. Sutter had to do it. Keenan had to do it. Guys have had to give him the old boot here and there to get him going. And I don't know. Is he trying to play a different role? as he gets older, has Hartley asked him to be, okay, we want you to shut team other guys down?
Because that was always the predicament I think he was in with Keenan or Sutter, where maybe Glenn Cross thought he was deserving of more ice time and a greater responsibility in terms of offense. Well, now there's all the room in the world. Be on the power play. Be on the top line. Here you go. And it seems like in the past, he was better as a tertiary part than he is right now as what you would think, a key contributor.
I wonder how much pressure he's under given that this is contract year. And he feels, again, like he's been the hometown discount guy. And I do think he's a perfect ad on a second or third line for a cup contending team. But
you know what?
Is he squeezing it a bit or not?
It's possible, but I would say 95% of the guys that go into a contract, yeah, you put pressure on yourself, thinking, well, this is a chance to go out and prove it. And he's been around the block. So it's not, I have a hard time thinking that the pressure is what's slowing him down. He should be excited. He's in the NHL. This is not, oh, if I screw up, my career is over. This is, how good can I do? He's going to get a contract, and if he goes out and plays his tail off and scores some goals and all comes together, he could get a huge contract. Is it money-driven? Well, it's part of it. The team's doing well, so you'd think that makes it even better for him, thinking, yeah, not only am I playing hard for myself, but boy, the team's great, and if I score some more goals and get noticed and keep contributing, the team will do even better. I'm very surprised that he hasn't been more involved. And I get the 21 points. That's okay. That's, I guess, good enough. But just on Glennie's on the ice again, shift after shift, banging into people, getting noticed kind of games, he hasn't done it for me.
That's fair. I don't know that. I mean, I feel like we're singling him out, and I understand that there's attention on
him
because he's a UFA.
But
I'll
qualify it. He's not the reason they're losing. It's one player who's in a contract year.
Yeah,
and only because of that.
Yeah,
because usually you see, well, they really excel in the contract year, and it's not as though the team doesn't want him to score. Geez, you know, he might get that payday. Hey, score by all means, please do some scoring. And for him, obviously, he wants to put the puck in.
Now, the one thing that is different is he is given the toughest assignments that are out there for this hockey club. And that might be a bit new to him. And I don't know how he's embraced that role, given that I think he expects to score too. It's not easy to score against Gesslau's line. You know, the reason that, you know, you have Gaudreau, Juris, Hudler going off is because another line's doing some heavy lifting in terms of the other team's top units.
Yep.
And he's part of that trio that has to get the tough assignments. So is Monahan, so is David Jones. I don't know that it's not him embracing it, but boy, I think he'd be real happy if he was on the cherry picking line, so to speak, where you get the other team's third or fourth line or offensive zone faceoffs, right?
That could be bang on. And that's the only thing I'd pick apart there is, okay, if you're a checking line, you still run into people.
You still, you're still noticeable.
Yeah. For sure.
You still have an impact. You're visible.
Run gets left then.
And he can,
yeah.
And I think he'd probably enjoy it. And I like Curtis. He's, you know what, he's down to earth guy. We hung out the rodeo. You see him all the time. I really like him.
It's a criticism, I guess. But in a way, it's like, go do it, dude. Go score those goals. Go get the contract.
Yeah,
good.
I don't know. Just thought he would with the spot he's been put in. This is where I think he's always wanted to be. Contract year. Just thought it'd be a little bit different. Other games from last night. Do we want to walk through it a little bit? Do you see all this here?
I don't know what.
Tons of games.
I'll give you just some little things. Just little
tidbit.
Also, is this the Craig Conroy's?
I believe this is Craig Conroy.
The Craig Conroy sports update. Tampa Bay beats Philadelphia by a score of 3-1. A goaltender by the name of Andrei Vasilevsky got the win in net, wearing number 88. Now listen. Just because I'm doing box scores doesn't mean you check out for the segment and start getting on your phone.
He's no slouching and looking at his phone.
I am researching.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm getting
texting someone to Saskatchewan.
No, you're not getting.
This is Ask Rhett.
Okay, listen, because this show is what it is, 100% truth, what are you doing?
I got a text from Mr. Glenn McKay. I'm just making sure.
And who's that?
He's a security guy for the NHL. None of your business.
I know who Glenn McKay
good
is.
Good sir.
Andrei Vasilevsky, the win. 88, the number you wore. Just another great goalie wearing number 88. Yeah, there you go. First rounder from 2012. Nonetheless.
I'd heard that guy's name.
There's
well, juniors,
been,
you would have had
well, there's been a number of Vasilevskys.
Okay.
One used to play for the Brandon Wheat Kings, I recall. Wasn't he a Blade?
Ooh.
Wasn't there a Vasilevsky?
Not on my team.
Now I got to go look at
it. No, come on, keep going with the update. Well, then
Craig's all pissed now. You got sidetracked from
all
the
right.
Craig Conroy
here,
update.
You do. I got to do a Vasilevsky search.
All right, next Action Retro, we go to Toronto, where the Leafs have suddenly won six in a row last night. An impressive victory as well.
Thinking Leafs.
Over the Ducks.
Huh.
Now, it wasn't as if they completely outchanced them, but they certainly outscored them 6-2. Are the Leafs for real, sir?
I don't know. I hate them.
Why do you hate them?
Yeah, because it's Toronto and they're so arrogant about everything, but are they for real at all? It's a scapegoat answer. Goaltending.
Had to lean on it. His second star last night, 40 saves and a win.
Yes.
Exactly. And that kind of looked like the Leafs up until December last year, where they were scoring more than they probably should have.
When they lose
the big saves.
Yeah. They can score.
Your boy Dion went with the double-double-double, a duh-duh-duh, tripping, roughing, and slashing three minors all in the third, trying to get the Ducks back into it.
Your buddy's been good lately.
Nah, let's relax there. Have you watched the games?
I was not. Let me.
Did you? Yeah, exactly. So you read a news. It's way over here. I threw it over there.
You
saw,
read it, didn't you?
I didn't read it. I didn't read it. I saw the headline. I'm so sick of the Leafs. Morgan Riley plays 100 games. He's getting tired.
Front page of the sports in Calgary because Morgan Riley played 100 games.
Didn't Monahan just play his 100th? Yeah. I don't think we've made fanfare over that.
Next.
Montreal Canadiens win 4-1 over the Canes. If you want to do the RB, give Ronnie Francie a call. Because
hey,
they've lost six in a row last place.
No kidding, and no one cares. That's the beauty of playing in Carolina.
Well, and the thing is if there's anything that we can see, switch how a market does, go get a superstar first overall and see how it changes your attendance. I mean, look at what's happened in Tampa with Stamkos. And, I mean, this
winning.
Is a big opportunity for them. They weren't when they picked them first overall, I assure
Cam
you.
Ward sucks.
Not very nice. They've scored one goal in each of their six
consecutive
losses. So if he's not hanging a zero, they're not winning. Columbus Blue Jackets and Detroit Red Wings, two shutouts awarded in this contest. Bobrovsky and Jimmy Howard.
Bobrovsky.
59 shots faced in regulation. The two combined stopped them all. Then in the shootout, Boone Jenner with the winner. 1-0 in the shootout.
That's great. It's
going to
suck to lose the shutout.
Don't you think it would have been better for Detroit to win in the...
What about Boone Jenner?
Boone Jenner from good. Oshawa Generals.
Wasn't he a good prospect at one point?
He was one of the top prospects, I believe. Remember him?
I remember seeing something about that.
Yeah. Moving on to Florida, NHL history made last night.
Way to go with the bit.
People have listened. They heard this morning.
I know what you're... So I have... Jay, can we get the breaking news update? I have done it. I have found it.
Breaking news from Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I have your Vasilevsky update. I said Brandon Wheat Kings. Indeed, he was traded from Prince George to the Brandon Wheat Kings in the 94-95 season.
First name?
Alex.
Alex.
He was a 11th round pick of the St. Louis Blues.
Boy, they missed those last four rounds.
And played four games in the National Hockey League, three of them for, all four for St. Louis, did not register a point, and had two PIMs. So there it is not, who was this Vasilevsky?
Andre.
This Alex Vasilevsky.
Brother of Andre.
Now 39 years of age.
This one, 20, the netminder for Tampa, we were referencing.
Carry on.
History made in Florida last night. Rhett, you remember the longest shootout in NHL history before last night?
No.
Ended with the dangle between the legs from Rangers blue liner...
Merrick Malik.
Oh, yes.
Everyone went bananas. It was an MSG. He was a plug third-pairing defenseman. It was a gorgeous goal. Previous longest shootout in NHL history? Get out of here. Last night's takes
rounds,
over.
Right? Wasn't it 10?
A little more than 10, I believe.
I thought we did more than 10 in...
Columbus one night?
It was beyond 10 in New York. I thought it was 14 or 15, something like that. Last night, 20 rounds. 40 shooters, Rhett.
It's a lot of shooting.
40. Nick Bjugstad's second shot in the shootout goes in. Panthers win 2-1.
Yeah. It's a lot of shooting.
How many goals were scored out in the 20? Do you know? You know what I mean? Like
lots.
Six each?
Really?
Yeah.
6-5, something like that?
Well, the Panthers, didn't they trail 5 times?
They trailed 5 times and needed to score to keep it going.
And
They obviously did more than one round.
Yes, like I said, Nick Bjugstad's second shootout attempt after they went through the whole roster as the winner. Your sixth defenseman, your 12th forward, everyone but the goalies went in this thing.
Would have been a few quality breakaways
The total goals for each team, 5 for the Capitals and 6 for the Panthers. Every single time Washington scored open around, Florida matched, and then they finally won it.
Some of the watching just the highlights, because I didn't watch it, but Dylan Olsen, defenseman for Florida, nice move. Brooks Orpik took Bobby Lou out of his jock.
Really?
Shocking.
Well, maybe not, because maybe Bobby Lou's going,
it's tired.
It's Brooks Orpik.
He's tired.
He's going to shoot it in my pants.
Bob Lou did pretty well, though.
Did you talk about the time?
17 minutes and 43 seconds.
Would that be too much for you?
It's a period of hockey.
If you're there?
Listen, I'm not the guy that has problems with the
No, but if you took your kids, would you be like, well, this sucks? Or would you be like,
this is great? Your kids would be doing backflips.
Your kids would be wound up.
Yeah. Fist pumps, high fives, waving the shirt over the head. Off to St. Louis. Big boy matchup, Blues and Kings.
Yes.
Good start for L.A. They only had 4 road wins coming into this. 2 from Marian Gaborik in the second period. It's 2-0 Kings, but then all Blues from there. Tarasenko with a hat trick. He's got 20 on the year, 5-2 Blues win. Jake Allen in net, not Marty Brodeur, if you need him.
Is that it? No more.
Keep it going. I just figured you'd done the vast.
No, you know what? I like this.
All right.
See,
actually,
it's good when you do nothing.
Yeah. I just kind of sit here like I'm in a batting cage. Like you for 2 hours every day. Oh, just keep. If I choose to swing, I guess I'll swing. If not, I'll just lay here.
Boston Bruins must have taken Rhett Warner's advice. They were out at Tootsies a little too much. They fall 3-2 to the Predators last night in the shootout.
Tootsies?
Yeah.
It's close. I haven't been there. Come on now. Lucic and Smith, the goals for the Bruins. Fisher, Ribeiro for the Preds. Derek Roy.
What are those Predators?
They're good. They got a goalie, and they've got a pairing you cannot score on. Period. Stop. Yossi and Weber, almost unscorable at even strength.
20 wins. 20 wins for Pekarinne.
First
goalie to 20.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Got their MVP.
Did you mention having lost back-to-back?
All year. Wow.
You know what? What is
You're guaranteed now, 500 if you don't lose back-to-back.
Is it the attention to detail at the center spot by the general manager? Went out and brought in Ribeiro, brought in Derek Roy, brought in Swoopy.
They've got Smith and Wilson, guys, they can use.
Brought in Swoop. Swoopy.
I don't know. I mean, I'm shocked.
Philip Forsberg's been great for them, too.
Sure has. Another point last night.
Top plus-minus player in the league and leading all rookie scorers.
Oh, yeah.
Break up the Winnipeg Jets. They win 5-1 over the Sabres. Sabres have won 10 of 13. They
Pay
fall
up,
behind
sucker.
1-0. Shifley, Froelich, Shifley, Kane, Thorburn. Jets win 5-1.
Troubs is out.
Is he out?
Troubs out till February.
Not good.
Already without Bogosian and Toby Enstrom.
They move Big Buff back to the blue line.
Big
That's
Buff.
How serious it is.
Logging 90 minutes a night. Big sweaty Buff.
Yeah.
That'd be a sweaty dude, hey?
Oh, yuck.
He'd have a hum going on the bench. Dude. Jeez. Can you shower in the second intermission, please?
Carry on. Blackhawks continue to be the hottest team in the NHL. They went 5-3 over the Minnesota Wild. The Wild actually had a nice little comeback in the third. They score at 7:13 and 10:03 to erase a 3-1 deficit. Niederreiter and Scandella to make it 3-3, but Patrick Kane does Patrick Kane things. He scores on the power play with less than 4 minutes remaining. They add an empty netter, 5-3 Hawks.
Good team.
No Duncan Keith. Didn't specify, but their feelings could be the mumps.
Mumps?
Might have mumps.
Shh, don't say it too loud.
The mumps. Maybe mumps.
Really?
Might have the mumps.
And Mac T back behind the bench. Kind of a similar result to what they've been doing. They have a 1-0 lead, blow that off to overtime. Coyotes score with less than a second remaining. Oliver Ekman-Larsson with 0.3 seconds left. Oilers lose 2-1 in overtime.
0.3.
Wow.
Yeah. You can't. Now, my math, not great. I think there's only two other ways.
You get less?
You can win a game with less time on the clock.
That's correct.
What are the Coyotes doing? They're stinking up the joint?
They are second last in the West, which, you know, it's saying something. But they also just expanded their lead on the Oilers by 1 point. It's the only team below them in the West. With the point from overtime, the Oilers move out of dead last in the NHL into second last, passing the Carolina Hurricanes, who lost six in a row in Montreal.
Congrats to Carolina.
As mentioned.
Wardle
congrats.
Sucks.
Ronnie Francis, extend him.
Watch your mouth. We'll come back. Ask Rhett, the holiday edition. If you're just riddled with worry and angst about what to do, where to go, do you party? What do you do at the staff Christmas party? Buy and all of this. No one better than Rhett Warner to tell you what not to do, because he's lived it.
That cute girl in accounting at the Christmas party, she has a couple too many glasses. Rhett's got advice for you.
Tee-hee. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
That was a vote I had.
Start again.
That was a vote I had at the beer thing. The boys from Universal were there.
Yeah, the good folks over at Universal came out.
Took care of me again.
Good boys.
Yeah, they took care of you again.
Nice.
Did you know I was talking to them that night. The new F-150 completely going to change the way. Like, you bought a new F-150. You know what that is? That's a piece of garbage.
Oh,
that thing is...
I don't know if they'll appreciate
no,
it.
No, probably not. I guess the point I'm making
compared
is that the new 2015 is a change in the landscape. Aluminum.
Very lightweight, I'm told.
Light, strong, riveted to the frame.
Very Pinder-esque.
Horsepower.
Exactly. It's a lean, mean machine.
Where are you going?
Ixtapa.
What? Yeah, he's going to, this is it. This is your last segment with Pinder prior to...
This year, I believe. Because aren't you taking off for a little here or no?
Oh, yeah. You're done tomorrow or Friday?
Well, come Friday. I got a cover for...
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, buddy.
P. Diddy.
So, yeah, he's going to Mexico.
Mexico.
Buenos dias. So,
Cerveza, sí.
Have the lobster shrimp quesadilla.
I believe it's pronounced Quadzilla.
Godzilla?
No, you're right. It's quesadilla.
The what you want to talk about in about an hour, Hitman Oil Kings tonight. All of our guests, as always, join us on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline. Lube City.
Lube City.
A change for the better, featuring Mobile One, the official motor oil of NASCAR.
That was a good song we sang.
I know, I like.
I feel like we should just sing that once a day rather than... be pretty cool.
In trouble. Here, of course, ABBA, the artist of the day from the fan feedback line. ABBA Insider Rumor. ABBA was offered $1 billion to do a reunion tour, and the only reason they didn't do it is the blonde, who used to be a sex symbol, is now an obese recluse who refuses all public appearances.
They haven't had a major tour since 79, I was reading.
Listen.
Who cares?
There is nothing...
Why are we talking about this?
There's nothing wrong with being an obese recluse who hates going to public appearances.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Rick? Just lay off. You don't know what she's going through.
Just let her turn out the lights and lay on the basement floor.
Maybe she's got a bunch of kids and she's got stress, and maybe she just loves to stay at home and eat. Doesn't make her bad. Let's do Ask Rhett.
It's time for Ask Rhett, answering life's tough questions. Here's your host, Rhett Warner.
Ask Rhett, brought to you by Glenmore Audi. With the latest advancements in dynamic driving, design, and innovative technology, the 2015 Audi Q3 extends the idea of what an SUV can be. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
Loop City, Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline. Loop City, Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline.
Who's this again?
It's Ask Rhett. That's the Scorpions. Hey, Rhett. At the company Christmas party, if the cutie at the office is all over me but has had way more sauce than I have, does it make it okay to start double-fisting vodka beeps to get to the same level?
Absolutely.
Do you chase it?
Oh,
you got to chase it, right?
Absolutely. You can't
lay it
look
on
sober.
The line.
Can't
wow.
Look sober.
Get a personality.
You're a mess. Just stay right there. Give me about 10 minutes. I'll be right back. What is the proper ratio of rum to eggnog?
I like the rum. I'd say 3 ounces of rum. It's 50-50.
Yeah.
Wow.
50-50. Now, are you going to spend the holidays with the sailor or the captain? Is it the sailor?
Sailor.
You're getting on the boat?
Yeah.
You and Jerry?
Jerry.
Has he met the Kraken yet?
He's met the Kraken, but you know what?
Kraken got me started, but...
We got down in Palm Springs. We were hanging out with Jerry. Heck of a guy. Stays up late.
Stays up way too late.
Yeah.
He's a pirate. What do you expect?
Doesn't go to bed singing country music. Jerry! We got a show to do in the morning.
Eventually passes out on a chair.
Oh, he's a good man, Jerry.
Tears apart the computer trying to get the speakers going. All right. Sorry, folks. Rhett, white or dark meat?
Dark.
The turkey.
But I don't, I mean.
Trick question.
Yeah, it is both. But if you had to pick one. See, we could be turkey buddies.
Yes. Go ahead.
We're already nut buddies.
Go ahead and have that dry breast.
It shouldn't be dry if you do it right.
Well.
They're all moist. If it's done right.
I'm more of a stuffing guy.
Hey, have a game tonight. Got to keep my equipment in the truck box all day. How do I keep the boys from freezing when I put the equipment on?
You don't.
Nothing you can do.
You man up.
Why can't you take it in where... Are you working outside? Got to be someplace you can store it.
I don't know if they appreciate the stench of never-washed hockey gear in most buildings.
A good freeze isn't bad for your gear. It gets a little of the odor out. Kills some bacteria you get down to minus 20. Mm-hmm.
Rhett, I got to go to the in-laws for Christmas dinner, but they cannot cook. Do I eat beforehand? Do I bring something?
What do you mean by cannot cook?
I think just awful. I think it's awful chow.
Really? It's not hard.
I know.
Offer to cook then, you dope.
Well, he says, should I bring something? Do I eat ahead of time? Don't want to insult them? Or do I just mash teen burgers on the way home?
I don't know if you can pick up a teen burger on the way home. Probably closed.
Pie or no pie?
I hate
Christmas?
Pie.
What?
I do. I would eat. I will go.
So they get you eat your dinner?
Yeah.
And then a little while later, here's your pie?
Yeah.
I go right back to the dinner. I ate my dinner. I go, no pie for me. I'll have another plate of mashed stuffing turkey. Please and thank you.
So you don't have any dessert?
Zero. Don't waste my time on sugar. Sugar's bad for you. Kids, you listening? No sugar. Bad.
Sugar, salt, and fat. What's left, Rhett? Come on.
Salt and fat are fine.
Okay.
I'm doing a big prime rib roast for Christmas dinner. I'm catching flack for not making turkey. What do I do?
Make some turkey, too.
Make both or tell the in-laws to beat it?
Make both. And you know what? If you want to simplify it, and no one, because a lot of people don't love the dark meat, just get the turkey breast.
Yeah?
It's easy to make. Easy. A little brine on it. Throw it in the oven. Cook it in less than an hour. No problem. Same temperature as your roast.
Yeah. Retro, I know you had a golden tea in your house when you lived with Reg many moons ago. But what's better, golden tea or buck hunter? More like milf hunter.
I like golden tee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a full round, right? You play 18. That's it's an experience.
You can shape it. That buck hunter, it's all... I mean, it's good fun. But if you just put the gun right up to the screen, you can't miss.
Can I have Pinder's sister for Christmas?
Oh.
That's... Come on.
Hey. 2 days in a row. She's spoken for, boys.
Clean it up.
Married.
My kids know Santa likes beer now. Sick of milk all night long, so we leave one out for him. Is that bad? Leaving a beer for Santa?
Really setting a tone.
Just one, though, not two. He can't drive that sleigh
drinking and
under his belt.
What's your favorite holiday drink? Is there a drink that you would have during the holidays
hot
that you wouldn't?
Toddy.
Yeah, so, and that would be your...
And I guess.
Well, what would be, what do you...
What is it?
Yeah, like what, for people that don't, what would you warm up? What would you...
Rum and honey and water.
All right.
Maybe a little bit of tea.
Yum.
Actually, the hot toddy is said to, it's medicinal, and you're not supposed to get a hangover if that's all you're drinking.
Do you have any tips for buying skates for a 3-year-old?
Yeah, get the cheap ones. I'm serious.
Yeah.
What are you going to grow by the end of the season?
$300 pair of skates for a 3-year-old is going to wear them 4 times? And let me tell you, they don't even skate on them. They crawl. So maybe slippers that look like skates.
Little double blades on the bottom.
Oh, my 3-year-old wants to skate now, and it's the worst. How's your back?
Did your back get sore? Bent over?
Yes. Even with arms as long as mine, I still have to.
Some good ones in here.
Well, ask.
Rhett, my father-in-law is a mute. What booze should I feed him to loosen him up a bit?
You idiot. Keep him quiet. Enjoy the fact that you don't have to talk to that guy. There's some of us that would really appreciate the father-in-law just shutting the yap.
Piping down a little.
That would be a Christmas present. I'm not going to talk. Really? Thank you. You really thought about that gift. We appreciate it.
Do you need another? No, no, I just started. No, here, let me top you up. Go to sleep, you old man. The proper ratio for rum to eggnog is 1-0. Eggnog is disgusting.
No, no, no. You are sadly mistaken, good sir. I can go into the store right now and chug a carton of eggnog.
No.
I don't even need the rum.
Oh.
Delicious. So thick and heavy.
Can you imagine
chugging eggnog?
Well, that's, I mean, that,
you've
okay.
never taken a carton and just drank right out of it.
Of course.
Yes.
However,
and
I'm
then
just
you
the
go
God
back.
Holy name, are you blathering about?
No.
Then you go back 30 seconds later because it was so good.
What I'm picturing is what would be going on in your gut. Like, what else is in there fighting the good fight with a liter of eggnog?
Just set to get drowned by thick eggnog.
Because, you know, it's all thick and frothy.
Oh.
At some point, the burps and the... off the charts.
I don't know. I'm going to try it today.
Is that right?
Funneling eggnog and rum? Yeah.
I'll have some turkey and some turkey and a liter of eggnog. That is what we call Ask Rhett.
Ask Rhett, brought to you by Glenmore Audi. With the latest advancements in dynamic driving, design, and innovative technology, the 2015 Audi Q3 extends the idea of what an SUV can be. Visit GlenmoreAudi.com.
Merry Christmas to the Shostaks, Doug, everybody over at Glenmore Audi.
Oh.
For some reason, they continue to support this this fine institution that we put on the air.
Probably against better judgment, to be honest.
Yeah. So tomorrow, we're back. Flames, it'll be a non-game day. No Pinder.
So there is that.
Did you want to...
What about the... Are we going out tonight?
Yeah, we're...
We're going to spread some... Christmas cheer.
Yeah, we're going to spread some holiday cheer.
Are you going out tonight, Rhett? You were poo-pooing this thing a week ago.
Okay, here's what I'm throwing out at you. Let's have some, let you, me, and Jerry.
Yeah, tonight.
Let's go do the thing, and then you know what? Let's go caroling.
Oh, dear.
Let's go singing. Well, me, you, and Jerry.
What if only if we sing, Malakalakalaka is the bright way.
What you want to talk
a bright
about?
Bright Hawaiian sunny day.
Spark!
It's not how it goes.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.